just closing the eyes, it's not called as meditation. Going to sleep, deep sleep without any external awareness is not meditation. Getting into the coma state, murcha avastha, they talk about the three avasthas are natural: jagrat, swapna and sushupti. The another unnatural avastha is murcha avastha. You are fainted, not at all aware of things, is not called as meditation. That is deep sleep, there is no awareness, that is not meditation. Just closing the eyes is not meditation. Meditation to the happen, there should be the prerequisite. In Patanjali talks about meditation, before that one, pratyahara, dharana, and before pratyahara and dharana should happen. For pratyahara to happen, the senses, organs of knowledge and action, and it is called controlled by the mind. The mind controls the senses. Mind, the object is there, but what is controlling is the mind, and the senses are controlled by the mind. This is called as karana, this is karya. Action done through the senses, karya, who is responsible? Mind is responsible. Mind is responsible, not the object. Objects are there, but yoga talks about putting a burqa around the object is not the object, are there as it is. The karana and karya. Karya karana kartritve heti hetu prakriti ruchyate. Bhagavan Sri Krishna says not to blame the object, the mind and the senses. The mind, the pratyahara, it talks about when the mind withdraws from the object, senses gets withdrawn from the mind. So, to control pratyahara to happen, the mind and senses, mind has to disengage from the object and senses also get declutched. Declutched, Patanjali talks about swa vishaye samprayoge swa chitta swarupa samvegat swa indriyani pratyahara. Swavendriyani pratyahara. When the mind is totally connected to the object, senses also get attached. When the mind has taken away from the object, senses also get disengaged. Bhagavan Sri Krishna explains this one beautifully, this sutra. Patanjali drew inspiration from the Bhagavad Gita. The three ways of pratyahara. To withdraw, how to withdraw the senses, three ways are there. How to distract, the three ways mentioned, one is by distraction. Like children are making a tantrum. I want that one. Parents are showing, look at that one. They show something else to distract. Distract the child, one through the distraction. The second one through the intoxication. I'm so attached to that one, I can't get that one, so I resort to drugs, alcohol, I get intoxicated. I think problem is gone. But when intoxication has gone off, again my mind goes towards that one. Children also, temporarily they can be swayed, but they will come back to that one. Third method mentioned is called a sublimation. Sublimation, sublime the mind. Mind is so attached to that object. How to attach instead of that one, get attached to the higher things. Getting attached to the higher things is called a sublimation. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinaham. Rasavarjyam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. Shri Krishna talks about mind got attached to the ordinary things. So attached, I may mentally withdraw like through distraction or intoxication, but still that vasana or lingering is still there. Shri Krishna says how to get rid of param drishtva nivartate. You attach to the higher possibilities. When you get higher things, naturally lower things drops off. How to meditation process. Shri Krishna says attach yourself to the higher possibilities, you get disengaged from the lower. Vairagya, who is the assignment somebody mentioned, I think Christina. Vairagya means not renouncing. Vairagya means vishesha raga. Get attached to the higher things. Getting attached, param drishtva nivartate. When you get attached to the higher possibilities, lower things no more attached. Doctors may be saying not to eat that one, not to eat that one, but mentally I am grieving. Why I can't eat? Why can't I eat? But if nobody is there, I will attempt to eat that one. So, only way they have to be shown the higher possibilities. Instead of eating this one, how about eat this one? That guiding, putting stop, not to do, it won't solve the problem. Shri Krishna says, controlling, severe policing won't help. Controlling is not, it won't help. It will, the vasana is still there. It will wait for the appropriate opportunity to spring out. Only way, sublimation. Not controlling. And it is through attaching to the higher possibilities, mind no more rebels. Mind no more complains. That withdrawal process is called as pratyahara. Pratyahara, after that, the introduction to meditation, dhyana, is called as dharana. Dharana, able to desha bandha chittasya dharana. In one place, one time, when the pratyahara has happened, I am so attached to chocolates, I can't resist chocolate. So, when the pratyahara has happened, I am now working as a store manager in a chocolate factory. So, dharana has happened, nothing attracts me. Nothing, mind has desha bandha. In place, you are able to sit. You are desha bandha chittasya dharana. I am able to control myself. I am testing myself. Am I in control? Dharana has happened. No more distractions. Senses are not rebelling because mind has withdrawn from the craving. Mind has gone away from the craving. Senses are no longer complaining. Then what is meditation? Meditation, dharana is one place. In one place, meditation, he takes tatra stito yatna abhyasaha. When you tested your craving against that chocolate, now I know I can control. Now I have gone out of that storeroom, I go anywhere. I have the control. I cannot be swayed. I cannot be swayed. Then Patanjali saw satra stito ek dhyana. Tatra yatno abhyasa. Tatra stito ek abhyasa. Eka tattva abhyasa. When I'm so focused, wherever I go, nothing can distract me. So, when that happens, that yogi is so free. So free, the freedom, it is an introduction to the freedom. Freedom, the no, wherever I go, I can survive. Wherever I go, yama and niyama has dawned in, I cannot be a nuisance for others. Others cannot drag me down. Others cannot drag me down. The pratyahara, dharana and dhyana, together it is called as samyama. Samya, saumya mana, calm mind, serene mind. Mind has become very tranquil, like a lake all mud has settled down, clear water has come out. And when it has happened, we can look at the bottom of the lake, mind has settled down, the hidden pearls within, we all have the hidden pearls. We are not able to recognize them. We can't able to identify because pratyahara has not happened. Mind has attached to so many things. Because of that, so much of mud has come out. Mud has come out. Dharana is not there. Pratyahara is not there. Dhyana is not there. The hidden treasure got buried and the product has gone waste. The life, what is the purpose of life? God has sent us with keeping the treasure within. He has sent us, go and find it. We are so busy looking out in all the objects. Mind has gone so crazy. All mud has come out and kaschid dhiraha, it talks about very rare seeker, with a strong commitment. Kaschid dhira pratyag atma avrta chakshuhu. That person goes within with a calm mind, serene mind, discovers that treasure within, buried deep within. When that person discovers the treasure within, that is called as self-realization. Self-realization leading to God realization. Self-realized person realizes it is not me who kept that treasure within, it is Him. It is His grace, He made me to go within. Samyama, calm mind, serene mind. When mind is so calm and serene, that person becomes an asset to the society. Asset to the great value to the society. Great value, and until we get to the pratyahara, we are like a monkey stung by a bee, drunk honey and stung by the bee, going everywhere and making others also wild. Wherever we go, we like that monkey stung by the bees and already drunk honey, so uncontrollable, we make this community also restless. When one who has gone into pratyahara, dharana and dhyana, that person, around that person, there is peace, tranquility, serenity, contentment, joy. People resort to that person to taste that bliss. I also want to see that one. I want to discover that one. That is the dhyana.